as stated by Mary Baker Eddy in many different ways, and by Rawson in one short five-word phrase, there is nothing but God. Looking at that absolutely in as simple of terms possible, that means directly God is the only. And if it's not God, it doesn't exist. God is mind as one of the many offices, thinking of the word office as a category. The total is seven categories: mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And there are four operators: Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. And there are several levels, the lowest being Christian Science, wherein one is dealing with the beliefs of evil, and the most advanced level is divine science, which means that any lower level has been demonstrated in its fullest, and therefore one is working from a higher level. Another way to state it is that instantaneous healing is commonplace within the individual. It was true for Christ Jesus. This was true for Mary Baker Eddy. It was true for Frederick Rawson, Wentworth Winslow, and other fine Christian Science practitioners. Not a single one of these individuals was able to have instantaneous healings in the beginning of their career. Jesus practiced for approximately 30 years. Mary Baker Eddy had an extremely difficult life, being ill a substantial portion of her life up until she discovered Christian Science. And she was approximately 45 years old, according to the way age is measured on a so-called human calendar. The question of how to progress most rapidly in Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy's response was to study the letter and imbibe the spirit. That is not a snap of the fingers procedure. That is a pursuit that must be lived. And she also quotes the Bible in stating that we must utilize the precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. So she is referring to what Einstein considered the eighth wonder of the world, the miracle of compounding. It is not an arithmetical, one-dimensional formula, but it is a geometric procedure. Being careful not to slip backwards, but maintaining one's position and moving forward on a consistent basis. pray without ceasing, as stated in the Bible. Prayer is the first topic covered in the textbook. And what she uncovers and reveals to the seeker of truth is an entirely new dimension of what is thought of as prayer by the religious community. And when she defines God, it is totally different. She defines God as qualities, not a personality. And when she gives the various descriptions of what God is, she has made clear that God includes God's manifestation, which means that everything in existence is either God or the manifestation of God, which is included as part of God. Thinking of this as one theme that covers everything in existence, then it is much easier to understand that there is nothing outside of the realm of God. Absolutely nothing. Einstein is recorded as stating that all there is in this book, referring to Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. One of the most dramatic things that is stated, and by dramatic, I mean it is the antithesis of what is believed by nearly all of humanity, and that is what is stated in the scientific statement of being, wherein Mary Baker Eddy states, there is no life, truth, intelligence in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. One could read this backwards and start with the last thought that was read, which is, God is all in all. And why? Because all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. And she states that God is mind. We're talking about the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Not a so-called mortal mind, not what is on top of one's shoulders called a brain, or the ability for a brain to supposedly think. And why is all infinite mind? Reading this again in reverse, because there is no life, truth, or intelligence in matter. It is all in mind. There are no exceptions. Another thing that is interesting about a statement from Einstein is that after reading Science and Health, He stated, imagine, she knew this 80 years ago. So that would mean that he made that statement somewhere around the mid-40s to the mid-50s, referring to possibly the date she discovered Christian Science, which was 1866, or possibly the first year of publishing Science and Health, which was 1875. He had been working, along with other noted physicists, on trying to discover what made the world tick. One worldwide physicist noted that he had devoted his entire life trying to discover the root notions of existence. And of course, Mary Baker Eddy did exactly that when she defined God. The seven terms that were stated earlier. And of course, that goes along with the four operators. And these are very similar to what one might think of in mathematics or music. Mathematics having the 10 digits and the four operations of add, subtract, multiply, and divide, and music having the seven notes, A through G, and the various operations that are utilized in music, so that one produces concord instead of discord. It has been termed the theory of music, but it's really the science of music. Just as what was stated is the science of mathematics, not the theory. For a science can be repeated by anyone that understands it, and that can be applied in immeasurable ways without limits. And it works. It operates. It comes to a valid conclusion that anyone can prove and demonstrate solving various things related to it by utilizing the principle. This is what Christ Jesus was doing for 30 years, Mary Baker Eddy for the number of years that she worked with it, and these other advanced students that were noted. But it is a fail-safe science. It is not a theory, and it does not bring about conclusions that are based on theory, but conclusions which are based on fact. Facts that can be proven to be true all the time, under every circumstance, independent of anything else. Doesn't depend on location, weather, time. It is always true. The key is to clean out the cobwebs in human consciousness that have been planted there by the lies upon lies about humanity that are all a part of the belief of a material birth, growth, maturity, and decay. Mary Baker Eddy states that we must handle prenatal suggestion. That is where it all begins. We must go to the source of the problem in order to clean it out. When Mary Baker Eddy states one must study the letter and imbibe the spirit, it seems reasonable with the other prior statement made about precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. One is faced all the time, constantly and continuously, with so-called mortal mind suggestions. From page 403 in Science and Health, under the title Errors, Power, Imaginary, Mary Baker Eddy states, "You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions, and it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding, and this is best adapted for healing the sick. Never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease and then acquaint your patient with it." Now, the patient is us, the consciousness, our individual consciousness. That's the only patient there is. I believe she refers to the new discovery from dark forebodings as picking up the telephone that Mr. Winslow talks about. He says it's constantly ringing, and we also have a radio in the room. This was back in the day of radio before television. And he said that radio is always tuned to KOG, always broadcasting the truth. And it's our decision whether we're going to pick up the phone and listen to the suggestions of mortal mind, or we're going to listen to KOG and keep our thought on God and God's manifestation as man. It's an individual decision, and the results will tell the tale on what was really done, which path was chosen. When one is in business, filling one's thoughts with the qualities of God and confirming their characteristics can be very helpful. When one is preparing to take an action of any kind, it would be helpful to know and confirm and reaffirm that God is the only mind, and it is immortal. It is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. So it is good to refresh one's thought that this mind is omniscient, and omniscience includes the qualities of wisdom and knowing and intelligence, among other ones. Since mind is omni-intelligent, omni-wisdom and omni-knowing, any action that mind takes is an intelligent, wise, and knowing action. And it is flawless because the only substance is spirit, and spirit is flawless. Spirit is pureness. Spirit is transparency. Therefore, a mistake cannot be made in any action. Mind is also a quality for enlightening us. Mary Baker Eddy states in one of her definitions of God that God is the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Each one of those qualities, therefore, is flawless, pure, no mistake in action. As the action is done, it will demonstrate power, because power is accomplishment. So the action will be effective. Nothing can limit the action of mind. God is truth, and truth is errorless, so there cannot be any error, can't be any mistake. So between the flawlessness, the pureness of spirit, and the errorlessness of truth, we have an action that is going to be good. God is all capacity, all facility, all capability, all faculty, all functionality, all skill, ability. All of these things come from mind, and they are all of the substance of spirit. So they are effective and cannot fail. Nothing can interfere. Nothing can interrupt. Nothing can oppress, suppress. Nothing can deflect or dilute or divert. Nothing can weaken. Nothing can erode. Therefore, nothing can stop and nothing can reverse the good that comes from the action of mind, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. It is effective, because intelligence is guiding every move. When there appears to be any kind of a problem in the action one is taking, it would be good to know that any examination in an attempt to find the solution to the problem or the source to the problem, that one realizes that the intelligence of doing the analysis is the intelligence of God. For that's the only source of intelligence. So the error will be uncovered. The flaw will be exposed. In every sense that is utilized is a spiritual sense, because spirit being the only substance, then the only sense is a spiritual sense. The seeing and the hearing, the tasting, the smelling, the feeling, everything about how we are assessing the problem has to be effective because we want to rely on Spirit as the lens through which we look in order to be able to detect the error, the flaw, the source of the problem. Regarding every action, the principle of that action should be considered. Mary Baker Eddy often uses the word love with principle. So she refers to the phrase divine principle love. Love could be described as the lubricant that makes everything operate. Without love, the other synonymous terms have a difficult time working together, which is needed for completeness. So one needs to sprinkle in some kindness and consideration, thoughtfulness, the different qualities of love. Life is the activity of God's qualities. So when we are the qualities of God, we are living life, divine life. With truth, since motive is a key element of truth and consciousness, which is another major quality of truth, it is good to examine what is the motive of this action that I want to take. Is it a wholesome motive? It has to be in order for love to be able to support it. It cannot be complete unless it is a wholesome motive. As indicated, love is really the lubricant, and one might think of that as being the ribbon that one would put around all the other qualities to make them complete and to seal them so they would be impervious to any outside interference. This kind of a thinking process would enable any action that is intended in business or in any part of one's life to be a successful action that would bring about a conclusion that would be effective, intelligent, complete. God truly is all there is. There is nothing but God. Amen.